This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Jury selection starts Tuesday in the trial of Dallas County Commissioner John Wiley Price. He faces charges of accepting nearly $1 million in bribes in exchange for providing insider information and voting in favor of certain projects. Here's what's at stake for one of the most visible African-American political voices in North Texas. Soon after John Wiley Price was arrested in the summer of 2014, a swarm of reporters and cameras surrounded the longtime county commissioner. He didn't say much.
Not guilty.
John Wiley Price's executive assistant, Daphne Fain, was also charged. So were two political consultants, Kathy Neely and Christian Campbell. Sarah Saldana, then the U.S. attorney, laid out the case in the 13-count indictment.
Commissioner Price sponsored and advocated Mrs. Neely's client's interests, and he voted on these matters in a manner that benefited her clients. In return, Ms. Neely provided Commissioner Price with a stream of benefits in the form of cars, land, and cold hard cash, totaling approximately $950,000.
Price is charged with 11 counts, including conspiracy to commit bribery and deprivation of honest services by mail fraud. He's accused of leaking confidential information on contract bids to the clients of Neely and Campbell to help those businesses land the contracts. Soon after Price's arrest, longtime supporters like Deborah Culberson came to his side.
It's a raw deal. You know, this is a very successful man, pulled himself up, didn't have nothing, come here trying to help people. And all the people he's trying to help, a lot of them stabbing him in the back.
The late Juanita Wallace, who was president of the Dallas NAACP chapter when Price was arrested, talked with KERA in 2014.
African Americans, he has stood up for us when other people have not. It appears to me it's a high-level profiling issue. It's another way to say to everybody, if we can bring John Wiley Price down with some of the accusations or allegations that's being made, we can bring every other person down.
In the summer of 2015, political consultant Christian Campbell pleaded guilty. He could testify for the government. At the time, former U.S. Attorney Matt Orwig called Campbell's plea significant.
Most difficult thing for the government to do is to try to infer intent of the members of the conspiracy. So if they have someone on the inside, then that's a good development for them.
Price continued showing up at commissioner's court meetings, saying he was as committed as ever to help manage complex county operations from the jail system to Parkland Hospital.
And as the ranking member of the Dallas County Commissioner's Court, I've made decisions that place Dallas County in the top-tier counties across this nation.
Despite the looming federal corruption trial, Price ran for re-election last year. As he campaigned, he maintained he was innocent and said he was not concerned about the charges.
I've been focused ever since. And I'm still focused. I'm still servicing my constituent. I got a reason I have lawyers, and I'm okay with that. And like Paul Harvey said, let's get to the other side of the story.
Price easily defeated three Democratic challengers during last spring's primary and sailed to victory last fall. Among Price's supporters, Dallas County Health and Human Services Director Zachary Thompson.
For 30 years, he's been our man downtown, working hard to make sure the district is taken care of in terms of just being on the ground, working hard.
John Wiley Price has always been upfront and in your face to his political challengers and to his colleagues on the commissioner's court. During his campaign last year, he acknowledged the haters in this YouTube video.
He's too confrontational, really? All's my life I've had to fight. And there is a difference between gimmicks and governance.
If Price is found guilty on all counts against him, he could face decades in prison. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.